It is a boost for Angela Merkel and her CDU party because North Rhine-Westphalia is the heartland of the Social Democratic Party of her main challenger, Martin Schulz. And his party has ruled North Rhine-Westphalia for decades. They've ruled it for all but 5 years since 1966. So for the Social Democrats, losing power in North Rhine-Westphalia is not like just losing power just about anywhere. It was really a dark day, a black day for the Social Democrats last Sunday. But that said, everybody knows, and even Angela Merkel knows it, the federal elections in September are a different ballgame. So winning North Rhine-Westphalia does not mean that Angela Merkel has won the federal elections as well. It's far too early to call it a day as far as the federal elections are concerned.
So did people vote on national issues like security or terrorism, or more on local issues?
People voted on local issues. I mean, many voters were frustrated with the state government, and they demonstrated that by voting the Social Democrats out. North Rhine-Westphalia is a province that really has many problems. I mean, some areas are among the poorest in Germany. The public school system is among the worst in the country. Many roads are in a very bad state of disrepair, and crime is pretty high. So these elections were largely about local issues, and that's why the federal elections are not yet over and done with.
Even so, I mean, over the last couple of years, Germany has taken in more than a million refugees and migrants, and Chancellor Merkel has faced quite a lot of criticism for that. So wouldn't state elections have provided an opportunity for voters to express their opposition to her handling of this migrant crisis?
Well, they partially did that by voting for the nationalists AfD party that has campaigned against Angela Merkel's refugee policy and that wants basically to keep refugees out of Germany. On the other hand, I think there is not that much criticism of Angela Merkel's refugee policy anymore, simply because Angela Merkel has changed her refugee policy. Since last year, the government has changed a number of laws, and it's now much harder to get recognized as an asylum seeker. It has become much easier to deport asylum seekers whose applications have been rejected. It has become much easier to deport asylum seekers who have committed criminal offenses while they were here in Germany. And also, Germany has increased the number of deportees last year. People are now even being deported to countries like Afghanistan. So I think a lot of these people who were previously very, very critical of Angela Merkel have now also changed their minds.
If we get back to the Social Democrats, I mean, the party's chief, Martin Schulz, is Angela Merkel's main challenger in the September elections. When he took over the SPD earlier this year, I mean, it really looked like he was going to shake up Germany's political landscape. They were even talking about the Schulz effect. Why has he failed to capture votes?
Well, many journalists have asked that question last Sunday, and they even put it to Martin Schulz. On Monday night, he went on public television and he was grilled by two senior political editors live, basically, on air. I think the main reason why he failed to capture voters is that he did not clearly spell out his vision for Germany, that he didn't say what Germany would look like if he would become the next chancellor. You know, since he became the party's flag bearer, he remained very vague, very general. He said he would focus on addressing what he calls social injustices in German society, but then he remained pretty shy on giving details.
On Monday, a day after the electoral win in North Rhine-Westphalia, Chancellor Merkel met the new French president, Emmanuel Macron. Now, these two leaders are being seen as a new power couple who could shake up the European Union. Is that image also boosting Merkel's chances of winning power in September, do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, many people in Berlin's political scene say that's the kind of message that Merkel's campaign team is going to try and deliver during the election campaigns. They want to portray Angela Merkel as an experienced leader who is going to keep Germany safe, who is going to steer Germany through a world that seems to be more and more troubled and chaotic every day. So we're going to see much more of that. Next week, former US President Barack Obama is going to visit Berlin, and there will, of course, be a huge public function with him and Chancellor Merkel.